So hello to you here live, and also to everyone listening to the recording. If you're new to these calls, the best way to approach this is to have a completely open mind and just relax and listen along as best you can. And don't try to kind of grapple with what the ideas that are shared here mean. Don't try to grapple with the ideas. Just simply let your experience of the conversation and the releasing and letting go sequences show you the relevance that this conversation has for you. Okay, so I'm going to open with a brief opening sequence of questions which are designed to help you turn inward and to open. And in the opening to your experience, the grip of the mind and even the body, even the muscles of the body that can sometimes go into tension, there's a softening of that grip and there's a release of tension, there's a release of the mind that thinks it knows exactly what's going on, and there's a softening of that mind. And there's a dynamic that opens up, which is moved by, animated by a deeper connection with your true self, the peace, the happiness for no reason that the true self is, the clarity of the true self. So allow yourself to get comfortable. And if you enjoy to close the eyes, let the eyes close. Just hold in mind whatever thoughts, whatever imaginings, whatever plans there may be in mind about the end of the year, about any celebrations, about any tasks that you want to complete before the end of the year, about any social gatherings that you are either going to or not going to. I'll hold all of this gently in mind and notice whatever feelings in this moment are arising, associated with the end of year and end of year celebrations. Simply notice what feelings are arising. And notice if your mind is trying to tell a story about the end of the year, what it means for you, its importance for you, its unimportance for you. Notice whatever the mind is saying about the end of the year. And could you simply open inside to these feelings and sensations, these imaginings, the noise or the narrative of the mind? Could you simply open without trying to hold on to, agreeing with, or feeding any thought, feeling, sensation? Could you simply open inside as best you can? Is it possible to simply allow these feelings and sensations and the noise of thought to simply be here without trying to change anything, fix anything, or do something with or about what's arising? Is it simply possible to open to what is arising in experience and let all that's arising simply be just for now, just for now, just for now? And check and see, in thinking about the end of year and celebrations or social events, is there any wanting to get things right? Is there anything, any wanting for things to go the way you want them to go, for things to work out, for things to go well? Is there any wanting to control the upcoming end of year events and celebrations? Notice whatever subtle feeling, sensation, impression arises that is wanting to get things right or wanting to control how things go. And could you simply open to this feeling of wanting to control things, of wanting things to go well? And could you also relax any grip of wanting things to go well? And could you let go, just for now, of wanting to control things, of wanting things to go well? We're not saying, could you let go of things going well? Could you let go the grip of wanting things to go well, of wanting to control, and simply opening as best you can? And again, hold in mind the end of year celebrations and plans, lightly in mind, and check to see if there's any wanting to get approval. For instance, in buying the right gifts, showing up for social events in the right way, making the best preparations. Is there any sense of wanting to get approval, get validation? And could you simply open to that feeling of wanting approval, wanting validation, wanting to please people? And notice if any tension is involved here in wanting approval, wanting to please people. If this wanting generates tension, just check and see. And whatever is here, could you simply open to it? And could you allow this opening to be the relaxation, to be the loosening of a grip on wanting approval, wanting to get things appreciated or be appreciated? And could you just for now, could you let go wanting approval? We're not saying, could you let go approval happening? Could you let go wanting it? And as best you can, explore, is it possible to open and let go wanting approval? There's no right or wrong. Now check and see, holding in mind the next few weeks, preparations, celebrations, social events. Is there any way that the next few weeks appear to you, are experienced by you now as a challenge, as something of a threat to you even? Feels challenging, feeling overwhelming, feeling insurmountable, feeling impossible. Is there any way in which this threatens your sense of capacity? And if so, could you simply let these feelings of feeling under the stress of challenge simply be here? As best you can, could you open to the feeling of feeling challenged? And could you let go of any wanting to find your safety and security in the events of the next few weeks? Again, could you let go any conscious or unconscious wanting to find your safety, your security in the events over the next few weeks? Could you simply open inside to the safety and security that arises in the knowing of who and what you really are, in the rootedness, in being grounded, in and as awareness and presence? And just simply open as best you can. Every single time, there's an opening. There's an opening to access and root into the truth of your being, the awareness, the presence, the security of who you really are. And finally, as you anticipate the next few weeks, events, celebrations, social events, check and see if there's any wanting to belong, to join in, to get along with. Could you allow that feeling to be here, the wanting to join in and belong, to be one with others? And also check to see if there's any feeling of wanting to be separate, to avoid, to withdraw, to hold back. And could you allow these feelings to be here also? And could you open wide, include all of these feelings without judgment? Simply allow these feelings to be. And could you allow in the openness for a letting go, a relaxation to occur around these feelings, these thoughts? Could you let go any wanting to be one and let go any wanting to be separate and allow the experience of simply being, being present, being open, being conscious, to be enough, to be rooted in presence and live from the intuitive wisdom and navigational intelligence of being rooted in and as presence, awareness, love. And whatever is present in this moment, could you simply open to it? Allow yourself to simply be in this moment and simply be. And without losing touch, become conscious of the sensations associated with sitting. And when you're ready, allowing the eyes to open. Lovely. So, Janie, I know you have to go soon, but I just want to introduce Karen. Karen's also in your part of the world, so. Yeah, you might want to unmute if you want to say something, Janie, before you go. Janie's just here for a short while, Karen, today. So we can't hear you,
Oh,
Janie.
there we go. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, lovely. In Australia as well.
Yeah, Sydney.
Oh, beautiful. Newcastle.
Right. Unfortunately,
Easy.
I'm going to have to go now. I've just put a message in, but yeah,
Yes, sorry.
lovely, lovely to have come even for this very short period. And you know, somehow we'll link up.
Thanks for joining us,
Yes.
Janie.
I want you to come to Australia.
Oh,
Yes.
well, I kind of am right now. I'm with you guys, so yeah. Thank
I
you, thank you,
know,
thank you, thank
but
you. I've never been,
in
and yeah, it'd be fantastic if I could get there.
person. Nice
So,
to meet you, Janie.
see you next time, Janie. Yeah,
Yes.
lots of love. So, Karen, great. We,
Yes.
you know, just invite you to use to share and explore something if you like. And then we'll go as long as we go.
Oh, okay. Yep, and I really appreciate the option of the 6 p.m. for the Australian group.
Yeah.
I did have I went to forward, not forward, but shared the link with a friend on the email that you sent. It said, and then it came up a bit funny on the phone, and so the like the subscribe button was like a bit off the screen, and
Ah,
then
okay.
yeah, went but because it's only on the phone, I don't have a computer, so I'm not sure if that makes a difference
Oh,
with the
interesting. That's really good
yeah.
feedback. It could, yeah, I'll ask my tech person to format it so it fits the screen better. Yeah.
And then I went to, and I clicked on the subscribe because I could still access the button, and it came up and it said there was an error message.
Oh,
And
okay.
I think it was just that you haven't filled in the email, but at first I was like, oh, it doesn't work. But when I went back and it was just saying that, you know, yeah, I think it was like, it just comes up automatically without that, you know, an error message that your email's not in there when you go to that page, if you have, you know, before you even start typing, kind of
Oh,
thing.
really? Okay. Okay, thanks for the feedback. I'll get my tech person to check it out. There was some My site went down a few weeks ago, and so it's kind of back, we had to cobble things back together a bit, and so there are some errors still in the system, so I really appreciate you telling me.
Oh, yes, yeah, for sure.
So, what anything here that you'd like to open up and take a look at?
Well, it was just very interesting about the whole thing. There's two people that I haven't really gotten gifts for, and I was like, oh, I really wanted to get something nice for them, and it's just like not showing up, like what, would be a something. And then just to relax into like, that's okay. And thinking about going and being there and stuff, it's not like having the perfect gift is dependent on having a good time, there, and just sharing and spending time together. So that's been really good, because I've actually that was I've been going, oh, the past couple of weeks it's not happening. It's
Oh gosh,
really funny.
yes. It's so often the mind, it's got such a grip on what is taken to be reality, and the mind is saying, "I've got to get the right gift, in order for the gift to be okay, in order to for the whole gift giving thing to be okay, and that looks absolutely true." And so then the whole activity of looking for the gift, which could be just this really kind of light-hearted, fun sort of shopping moment, of really just exploring and being inspired by gifts, be becomes, like a life and death. I've got to get the right one. Life and death. And of course, it's kind of the system is jammed with the stress of that. Because there's a stress response going on by now to some level, and it can cause like this paralysis. And you see, the more we take the mind and the mind's view of reality to be true, the further away we get from equanimity and clarity, the further away we get from the truth of what we are, because we're getting drawn into the mind that's going out there with all its, well, this is going to happen if I don't do this or do this, but either way, this is what's going to happen, and then I've got to deal with that and deal with that and so on. So we get further away from what's actually happening. What's actually happening, yes, which is an opportunity to get engaged with something called gift buying, and rooted in presence. As opposed to the mind. The mind, the presence is not creating a narrative of the right present, the wrong present. That awareness doesn't have a measuring stick of good, bad, right, wrong, up, down. Presence just is aware of experience happening without filters of the mind saying it needs to be the right one. There's simply experience of shapes, colors, textures, boxes, gifts, soft things, hard things, just letting it all be. And in that openness, without the mind coming in with, well, that's no good, and that's no good, and there's this openness to all of it, and including the openness to all of it includes having a more subtle, intuitive, deeper hunch or impulse or idea that this might be something that the friend resonates with. And beyond that, of course, because when rooted in the presence of simply being and enjoying the shopping for all the colors and shapes and possibilities and so on, there is also being rooted in presence, we're rooted in the truth of our being that knows that there is no real separation between us and the friend. So the idea of giving a gift is a concept. Giving a gift to another is a concept. If there's no separation, there's no giving a gift to another one. There's appearance of separation. So when we're living in the concept, there's a me that's giving a gift to them, then of course that stirs up, well, I then have got to get it right because they might like it or not like it. Yeah. But when we are more in presence, we're feeling more the reality of the truth that we are one with this friend already. Getting attached to the outcome softens. Being attached to the outcome exists when the concept of I am separate from the other looks real. When we are caught in the up in the belief of separation, the appearance of cause and effect looks real. This separate me caused that separate person to feel a certain way. That's cause and effect. So if I get the present wrong, the gift wrong, it could cause them to be unhappy. So it gets, there's a lot on actions in the world from the viewpoint of separation. I could cause that one over there to be happy or unhappy. So when we rested in presence and the what appears to be true, I am separate from you, starts to relax. And what also relaxes is cause and effect. I can cause someone to be unhappy. That relaxes. Yeah. And what is experienced is freedom. Freedom from all of the stress of separation, belief in separation, freedom from trying to get the right present, freedom from being afraid to upset them, freedom from that. And in place of that, not only is this intuitive, kind of more inner kind of sense operating intelligence that can sense the gift as a resonance, there is complete okayness in not knowing how the gift will be received, how it'll go down. There's complete, there's not attachment to it going being received well. There's a complete not knowing how it's going to be received by the other. It's not that there's no caring. It's not that there's no caring in that moment about the gift moment, but there's not being caught up in the stressful, I've got to get it right. Yeah. And so there's so much in this piece that you brought. Yeah, there's so much freedom to be found. Because interestingly, this very topic came up this morning in the first session this morning of somebody feeling very stressed about gift buying.
Yes.
And it's like, there's something really going wrong here, isn't there? Like, this is supposed to be a happy moment, you know, buying a gift. And yet
people
feel paralyzed. Yes. With gift buying. Yeah. It's traumatic.
Yes. We can make it traumatic. Yeah.
Yes, yes. The mind certainly likes to make anything, you know, a problem and turn it into a trauma. That's simply the training there. So it's beautiful. Leah, I know you're here somewhere, and hi there. So we are enjoying another small intimate group today in this evening session. So how does that strike you now, Karen?
It feels much more relaxed and like kind of much more like this aha, like, of course, just relax into it, let go of it. And, you know, then it just unfolds and it's easy. And, you know, I was also thinking it's interesting. I can do that with driving as well. Because if I feel like I'm going to be late, then I'm like, oh, stressed. And then I just realized now that I'm attached to the outcome of being on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, okay, just relax. And, you know, the chips will fall where they may or whatnot. And you'll be late or not. And it's whatever it is kind of thing. And it's just a much more easier drive that way.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Achieving any goal, getting somewhere on time, buying a gift, any goal, when it's coming from a place of separation, I've got to get it right. any goal can turn into actually an activity of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So much freedom to to relax around getting it right. And like you say, when we relax around getting it right, it doesn't mean we get it wrong more often.
Exactly.
The natural intelligence of our being is more accessible to enter into an intuitive flow. Yeah. I did an experiment a long time ago in relation to living in the flow of life. And I stopped wearing a watch. And this is prior to cell phones and stuff. If I had somewhere to go and I needed to travel and get there at a certain time, I did give myself permission to keep a watch in my bag. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I wasn't wearing it. And I discovered that when I wasn't wearing a watch and I wasn't, and I kind of just, like the world seemed to open up. Suddenly there were clocks everywhere. Just turn my head, there's a church clock. There's a building with a clock on it. The clocks were everywhere that I hadn't noticed before. And I said, oh, I don't need a clock. And it was more a case of more and more trust developed in simply being open. I had that, for a time I had the safety net of my watch in my bag. Okay, but I soon realized I didn't need that. And at some point I forgot to keep it in my bag. And I never felt, you know, out of reach of a clock. I wasn't. Because if anything, people were there and times where I didn't know the time, but I just kept going. I was amazed to find that I was, you know, arriving within good time. Yeah. And on occasions where I wasn't, sometimes that worked better because they weren't ready for the meeting, or there was so much flexibility open up around time. So it's a wonderful exploration to relax around the belief that time is real, linear time is real. Yes. It's a concept, it's a jolly useful tool, yes, for trains to not bump into each other at the station. But apart from that, yeah, you know, so much of our relationship with time is kind of, I've got to get there on time, I've got to have it in time, the due date, you know, and there's a lot of stress around getting it right at the right time. Yeah. And to be free of that stress is a huge difference to the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So thanks for the exploration, Karen.
Thank you.
Leah.
Very good.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's the first one I hear you speak. There's so much gentleness, so much openness. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's so nice. I aspire to be there. Although I know there's no destination. So for today, I would love a little help working on a relationship. So there's a person that really helped me in the past. And now it's sort of coming to an end. I'll have to move on. And I'm feeling sad, a little lost. I want to feel more empowered, but you know, I'm hanging in there a little bit. So I would love to explore that a little more.
Beautiful.
Just a second.
So this sense of feeling lost.
Yeah, but
and a little.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Close the door. Close the door. Oh, sorry. I just tried to hop on and it worked, but I'll need another minute. Just a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
No problem. Yeah. So as you consider this soon to happen, happening of parting, go a different way, with this friend or colleague, could you simply allow feeling sadness to be here?
Yeah.
But you're open to that feeling.
Yeah, it was actually a coach, so she really helped me, and somehow when I'm with her, I naturally fall into that easy space of, and I want to find more of that within myself, you know.
Beautiful. And so the real opportunity of finding that in yourself.
Yeah, and there's a lot of gratitude, but a real sense of loss too.
Yeah, so could you allow the gratitude to also be here and a sense of loss? Could you open and discover it's possible to allow both to be true? Notice that there's an openness to both feelings, both experiences, and the sadness does not cancel out the gratitude.
Right.
Yes, could you allow both to be true?
Yes.
And check to see if your mind is saying that it wants to feel different from these feelings.
Yes.
Yes. Just for now, could you be less interested in thought?
Yes.
And could you open to and allow the feelings that are arising, even contradictory feelings?
Yes.
Beautiful. And could you consider that this opening is resting into the space that you feel so comfortable resting into when you're sitting with this coach?
Yes.
Yes, this space within is the same space that opens in the presence of this coach.
Yes.
Beautiful. And check to see if there's any kind of fear of the unknown. What's on the other side of going your own way?
There's a very big fear. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's like she always helped me see the big picture, and I'm afraid that, like, more than just I was presenting, and I'm afraid I'm going to be very impulsive once I let go completely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this fear and the mind's explanation of the fear, what this fear means, the mind's explanation of what this fear means. Could you simply let these thoughts and feelings be here without trying to change them, agree with them, disagree with them? Could you let these thoughts and feelings be here? Is it possible to open to feeling afraid?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Notice that, an openness to feeling afraid. Notice how openness doesn't make fear wrong or bad. It simply lets fear be. Notice how openness doesn't become afraid.
True.
Beautiful. Openness is not afraid. Yes, notice that. What you are is not afraid. What you are is openness. This spaciousness of being. I often refer to this spaciousness as the heart, the truth of you, the love that you are, the presence you are. This openness is not afraid. So could you lean into, rest into, relax into this openness that you've come to recognize so well in the presence of this coach?
Yes.
And could you, are you willing to recognize this spaciousness in this moment is happening without this coach apparently present?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this openness that is here and opening, is there any need to try really hard to open? Does it require effort?
No, I'm just feeling open.
Yes. Openness simply is. Yes, you're simply open to openness. Yes, not trying to be open. Trying only kind of is more closing again, isn't it? Trying to be open is cl more closing. So just opening. So this is natural. This na this no, this is effortless. No trying required. So this is why I say this is natural. Whatever is natural is complete, is effortless. Got an ease to it. We don't have to go searching for this openness. It's what we are, it's our nature. We might have to be reminded, reminded, reminded about the truth of our being. But the experience is always this sense of, oh no, it's no struggle required, no effort, no trying. And if this to you feels like the idea called empowerment, which I hear as capacity to open to life, to engage with life, to create with life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Then it's this is it. This is it. This is empowerment. This is the openness to engage fully, and all and your gifts to find expression through work, through relationships, through family life, fully. What's here now?
I guess I'm resisting the part of like I'm still growing, I still like her, but I need to move on because of some reasons. So I guess I'm resisting that.
Beautifully seen. Yes, beautifully seen. So, is it possible to allow the feeling of resistance to be here?
Yes.
And could you drop making resistance wrong or bad?
Yes.
Is it possible to be as open as you can to the idea of leaving, of letting go?
Yeah.
And again, could you allow yourself to resist the moving on, the change of the nature of the relationship? Could you allow yourself to resist this as much as you do?
Yes.
And could you also open to allow this movement, this shift in the form of the relationship to happen? Could you simply open to this as best you can?
Yes.
Again, could you resist letting the form of this relationship change and develop? Could you resist this as much as you do?
Yes.
And could you also open to this change in relationship? Best you
Yes.
can, yes. One more time. Could you allow yourself to resist this relationship changing as much as you do in this moment? And
Yes.
there may or may not be much resistance left in this moment, but could you simply feel whatever you do? And could you be open to this relationship changing to allow growth and development and for new opportunities?
Yeah.
And could you allow a sense of appreciation and gratitude for just how good this relationship has been? And check and see if you have to let that knowing of how good this relationship and how beautiful an experience this relationship has been, check and see if you have to let that go. If you have to let the impact go.
No.
So is it possible that the nature of the relationship, the form of the relationship is changing? And yet how this relationship has nourished, has allowed growth and development and understanding to flourish, that goes with you.
Yeah, but what's coming up is I want to own more of my own growth.
Yes, that's what the leaving is about.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's like at a certain point, the baby bird, that's so much engaged with the parents feeding it and keeping it warm and growing it. Yeah, baby bird, at a certain point, no, I've reached the point. I'm going to stand at the side of this nest and I'm going to launch. I've no clue how these wings might work, but I'm going to go for it.
I guess when I go free, I want to feel the freedom.
Freedom. Well, so the freedom's always here. The freedom of the truth of you is always here. What you are is free. And so, but and the truth of our being gets covered over when we get caught up believing thoughts and feelings to be true. And that's what we come together for this kind of conversation, could we? Notice our thoughts and our feelings and not buy into them. Could we open to them? Could we let go? So the shortest route to the freedom is to simply feel whatever you're feeling, not resist what you're feeling. The moment we resist what we're feeling, I don't like feeling this way, I want to feel free. The moment we're resisting what we do feel, we're adding another layer of that, another layer that veils our freedom and separates us from it.
Yeah. I guess it's down to appreciation. I feel appreciative. Maybe I just want to express it and not get caught up in my ego.
Oh, always express appreciation, even if it's within your own heart silently. That's natural. We want to share our being. Appreciation is a natural expression of the love we are. Yeah, and recognizing that love in others, in how they've interacted with us, and so on. So, absolutely, allow appreciation. Now. Yeah. How do you feel? What's here now? Is that feeling in a different, what is that feeling? How's that feeling for you?
It's actually interesting. Like I'm noticing lots of love and gratitude, and then I like feel a little tense and but it's not, it doesn't feel very deep anymore, or heavy. It's more like I'm feeling more capable of stepping into it. So it's the balance and the shift between the two.
Oh, let it do what it does. Yeah, there's no controlling any of this. So is it possible to open?
Things the way they are, and maybe still wanting to connect and change them back, but I know that it's the deeper part of me knows that I don't want that really.
Yes, the deeper part of you is seeing that only gets in the way of peace and freedom.
Yes.
Yes, beautiful. Nicely seen. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you to both of you for sharing and being and being present with this, and really enjoyed. Is there anything else you want to come in with, Karen, before we wrap up this evening or this morning for you?
I really appreciate your hosting these calls and sharing this, because it just feels like just the exact truth of, what is. And if we just keep that focus, life is just so much ease and flow and relaxed. So I just really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you for being an explorer. Yeah. Well,
Yes.
lovely. I really enjoyed the time with you. And well, another one of these calls will happen sometime early next year. So I hope to
Lovely.
see you both again. Okay. Lots of love.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.